This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Anyway, so welcome aboard. This is, of course, a banner day. We just have all kinds of craziness going on. The president is taking the slow approach, the rope-a-dope slow approach to Mexico and calling for tariffs 5% to stop the invasion. Of course, we spent the whole hour, first hour, talking about invasion. We might sort of jump back into that invasion business right now so you understand. I think it's a very, very clear understanding about what was going on in Mexico, what was going on in Texas, and what was going on in California in 1836 or thereabouts, which helped to bring about the two Lone Star States, California and Texas. It all started there. It all started with two areas, territories, neither one U.S. territories, but territories in which people wanted to be free from the oppression of the, quote, centralized government of Mexico. Amazing, huh? But, you know, it's kind of interesting because Mexico in 1821 started out as a Republican form of government. They wanted to be free market capitalists, and they wanted to imitate what was going on in the United States of America. That was 1821. They were part of that independence revolution. The Declaration of Independence Revolution of 1776, of course, is what I'm talking about. And then they got inculcated in 1821 with us. Hey, we declared independence from Spain, and it worked. After they fought them off quite a bit from 1811 to 1821, And they formed a government by 1824. They had a constitution in place. Ah, yeah, the seven laws. Los Sietas. Didn't work out. And by 1834-35, they wanted to turn to more of a dictatorial, centralized government to wield power from Mexico City. Didn't work out too well because the other outlying areas, such as Texas and California, under the Californios, wanted to get away in Alta California. That's the northern part of higher Alta California, above Mexico, Baja, where the current border is, actually. And they wrote declarations of independence, and actually there was a war, quite a belligerent war going on between Mexico and Texas. Ultimately, by 1848, there was the Mexican-American War, which gave rise to the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. And the Southwest, well, became part of the United States of America, no longer part of Mexico. Now they want to reclaim it, called Reconquista. It's always been the dream, Reconquista. We're going to bring it back, Aztlan. And that's what they're doing. They're using, well, Hondurans and others as their soldiers. And we're being invaded, 1 million per month now, at least, probably more with the others that have not been apprehended. Just a little bit of information for you, huh? Now, we're going to jump back into just historical perspective about California and Texas and all this other stuff. The more you learn about history, the more you realize, this quest to turn all the rest of the United States, they already got California as a communist country or state, and they want to turn the rest of them, New York, of course. We have centralized government in Sacramento. Sacramento, San Francisco, and of course, Los Angeles area. Huh. It'd be terrible to break those areas up, wouldn't it? It would be terrible. Into New California. No, it wouldn't. It'd be great. It'd be absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah, form a new state called New California. A completely different place to be, by the way. Completely different place to be. Learning the lessons, if you will, of totalitarianism. I'm sort of dreamy-eyed right now thinking about all this stuff. Anyway, so welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio after our little news break. That was several minutes ago. But I want to get you oriented to the fact that we have our website, a21r.com, several new stories up there that you might want to take a look at. And we're going to be dancing around some of those stories right now. We're going to also be talking about what's going on in the Oroville Dam. We got slammed last night. Big storms up there. Well, right around here, we're getting hammered with the rain, man. Some people say it's as much as 4 inches. I got to go back and take a look at that because that's what was being told to me at the time. And my notes were going, 4.5 inches, oh, my God. And it was absolute. The lightning show was just amazing. And then there was tornadoes being spotted. Hello. Yeah, you just never know when the action builds around the Oroville Dam. And, of course, the Oroville Dam is fast approaching the high part, right? The high point, 899 is the 900 feet, actually, is saying the dam is full. Any higher than that, then you're actually what's called overtopping. And the first place you overtop when it gets high like that is the Orgival Weir, or the OG Weir, which is part of the emergency spillway area. And quite frankly, it looks like they're going to probably have to press that into service because I don't see them opening up the main spillway anytime soon. Although I do have to tell you, I'm looking at the direct camera feed at Oroville. And what I see is the spillway spilling way more water, at least double the amount of water that was going over it yesterday. Now, that doesn't mean that they've opened up anything. In fact, it's still dry on the other side. But you can clearly see the leakage between the seams, the plates, if you will. The thing leaks like a sieve, actually. And I know there's people who go, you don't know that. You listen, my eyes do not deceive. And I can just do simple research to figure out they're leaking. And they were leaking for a reason. And I don't see, by the way, it has a drainage system, and I don't see the drainage system functional, which is a problem. You don't think? Kind of interesting, but you go back and you look at the broken spillways, there's spillway from before. And we have the picture on this. We covered this story. In fact, let's just go to the story and read the story so you get past this whole thing about what's going on. Everybody's kind of terrified about what's going on at the Oroville Dam. I can't, well, those people who live downstream like I do, I have no idea why I'd be scared. Oh, no. Just, you know, 24 feet above my house. Underwater, of course. And my house isn't 24 feet high, I don't think. So I don't think standing on the roof's going to help me. Plus, there's that big wave of water. Got to make you feel a little bit like it probably might just run you out of business, you know? Run you out of house and home with a big tidal wave, basically. Yeah. Any way you want it, you're going to get it. Heavy rain over the target. That's the title of the article on Agenda 21 Radio. Heavy rain over the target. Oroville Dam threat as website goes down. Ding, 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 ding. A major storm settled over the Feather River watershed late Thursday, May 30th, 2019, prompting emergency flooding alerts in Butte, Yuba, Plumas, and Tehama counties. Thunder, lightning, and tornado spouts went along with the heavy rainfall. Preliminary estimates indicate that as much as 4.5 inches of rain fell overnight into the watershed, mind you, for Lake Oroville. Oh, when we come back, we're going to talk about this article and the implications of why is this happening at the same time we got immigration happening, we got the Mueller report, all this, and then Merkel, Angela Merkel comes over like the good Nazi she is and condemns the United States at Harvard. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be! Strike it rich at the Twin Cities!
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 Coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
We have to enforce
our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. After screaming at you for 30 seconds, we're back. Okay, so let's take a look at this Oroville Dam. Oroville Dam threat as website goes down. We're talking about this last night, that a major storm settled in over the Feather River watershed. That's the watershed that feeds the Oroville Dam, right? And the reservoir, Oroville Lake. The dam stops it up, 4.5 inches, they say. It says, but, you know, a little sidestep. Last night, even in the pouring rain, occasional pouring rain, I think the rain let up, so they were able to get out their interesting equipment that they use on the spillway to measure it. Oh, they had to measure the travel of the spillway, because, you know, with the water-laden hillside, it's called hydrated hillside, things move with all that pressure. See, there's pressure on the hillside. No one realizes that. When you fill up the lake, there's pressure on the hillside. Shocking pressure. No, pressing pressure. And because, you know, you got that big spillway, it's nice and long, big chunk of concrete. And there's phreatic water inside the mountainside. It moves the spillway. It actually moves it. And too much movement, too much vibration, if you will, can actually fracture it and break it up, which is exactly what happened in February of 2017. You had phreatic movement of the water behind the spillway. And really what it was like Scott Cahill said, we tagged it. I mean, Scott Cahill tagged it. I just talked it. But it was clear what was happening when we explained it. It still, and nothing changed. The evidence was very, very clear that under the headworks, the head gates, the gates at the top of the spillway, that whole unit up there, it's 8 gates, tainter gates, radial arm gates. These tainter gates and all the things that go along with it were old. But more than that, underneath the decking, the flat decking, you know, the cement it sits on, underneath it, water. Was starting to seep through beneath the concrete in a road out behind the spillway, large crevasses. It's called porting. And all that water was being trapped by the system. They actually had a really good system in which they could drain the water that was underneath the concrete spillway. And it would spill out and spill out through these ports on the side of the training walls. You know those big walls that they're training because they're training the water to go that way rather than scatter around the around the hillside? But they would gush out water like fire hoses. And dozens of these things line the entire length of the spillway. And by the way, the holes are there for the new spillway. But for some reason, when you know that there's water behind the spillway, because no one fixed the water problem, yet there for some reason there was no water coming out of the ports on the training walls of the brand new spillway. Oops. Someone forgot that part of the spillway, didn't they? Pea gravel too tight. Didn't understand flows and volumes and that sort of thing. So when they ran water over it, unlike the old spillway, which, by the way, the drainage system in the old spillway worked perfectly. The decking, that was another issue because it had not been maintained properly. And so as a result, because the surface was not maintained properly, started to break up. And then, of course, it was an easy breakup when you had water from behind it pressing against it. And boom, on the 7th, the plates started to break up. No cavitation there. Everybody says, oh, it's cavitation. No, it wasn't cavitation. It was the water pressure from behind the spillway that was draining out from where? The top of the head gates. That water leak caused that. Combined with the water flowing over the top of it, created a vacuum. Water pressure on top was different than water pressure on the bottom. The plates were torn apart from the top because they weren't maintained properly. And small little cracks at the top of the gates, or the top of the plates, could have been fixed properly. We would never even be here right now if that dam was maintained properly over the years. But no, Jerry Brown and other Democrats and Republicans jumped on. They wanted to spend that money because, after all, it's a drought. We don't need that money. Perfect example of how to get money from California is look at the infrastructure and say, hey, we don't need no stinking dams if we can declare a drought. We don't need to maintain them. So that's a big pile of money for our good friends. Billions of dollars they could spend, and they did, by not maintaining the dams. A lot of dams in California, a lot of reservoirs, needing attention to this day. And by the way, talk about roads. New survey out. Survey says 45% of California roads are in desperate need of repair. Big infrastructure problem. I did have a chance to talk to somebody yesterday, a very notable, important person about that, who said, along with a few profanity-laced invectives towards current leadership in Sacramento, about the ugly state of affairs for infrastructure. It's kind of interesting talk. We talked about Orville. And I talked to some other people about Orville and about why is it they're not using the spillway. Well, one of the reasons that was clearly brought up to my attention was the fact that, guess what? The spillway is broken and they can't use it. Then there's another one that says, oh, you can use it, but pay us first. Now, I'll explore that one with you a little bit later, but it also indicates to me that even though California just got a good windfall of tax collection of about $5 billion, they still need to pay the bill at the dam of $1 billion to cue it. Pay up, and when you pay up, you can use the spillway. Interesting proposition, huh? Interesting proposition. So as we talk about this dam situation, we talk about the spillway. We've got some great pictures. Picture from February of 2017 showing the big, huge hole in the spillway. Shocking! And while water is kind of coming down on the spillway very, very lightly, but guess what's pumping out water like a fiend? All those ports on the side of the training walls. They're just pushing water out because why? There's water at the top of the head gate. See, as the water rises to 813 feet, the water comes to the very bottom of the spillway head gates. And then pretty soon, guess what? It starts to disappear. Even it doesn't have to get to the gates, but just as it comes to the threshold of the headworks, it starts to seep through and get sucked up in the soil. And it starts to port, starts to go through the mountainside, and it hits up against the spillway and creates large holes, large cavities, as the water is forced under pressure. And, of course, when there's more water, the higher the elevation of the water, like right now it's almost 900 feet. It's 895 feet. And as I started the segment, I said, oh, I'm looking at that dam, and, man, it's double the amount of water coming over the spillway. And the gates are closed. Of course, the gates leak. But why is it coming so hard and fast now? Because the gates are leaking more, which is more dangerous. We'll be back.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. And lots of things going on. God, it's just amazing what's happening, isn't it? Just amazing what's happening. And can we stop it? The answer is yes, we can. We can, we can, we can do it. We can, we can. Okay, we've got Paul, we got out that one. We got this one. No, I'm checking all the assets here. Nothing like major assets. I'm going to go to the Oroville Dam main spill, which I find absolutely amazing to look at. It's just, it's gushing with water. Well, I mean, it's not spilling. No, these are leaks from the top of the gates, the headworks. And because what's happened is that the elevation, let's get a check out. I did not get the 11 o'clock report on the Oroville Dam height of the Oroville Dam yet, but I will do so immediately because I know it's over 895 feet. Now, that is a game changer, isn't it? I'm serious. That's a game changer. If it's over to 895 feet, it's only, what, 5 feet to the top, to the 900-foot level. I can do my math. Thank you very much. I know it's 900 feet to the top. 901 to overspill. Overtop, they call it, okay? So levels and flow. It was not working all night long. It It failed 895.14 feet. It inched up. I love it the way they do this, a tenth of an inch. Let's see. Outflows, 8,756 on the outflow side, and inflows, 10,742. Rain in inches now is 46.8 feet. It was like 43 for a long time. It's been bumping up, So last night's rain gauge, I guess you say, actually earned a little bit more stripes, if you know what I mean. Okay, but let's get her on. Take a look. I'm going to go right now to... No, I don't want the levels and flows. I did that. Sorry. I'm clicking on the wrong buttons. That always makes it tedious and tiring. But as I look at this on the spillway, it's really leaking like a sieve. Yeah, it really is. And the reason why it's leaking like a sieve is because the gates are leaking badly now because there's more pressure against the gates. They're completely covered up. So... You see, the gates don't seal after they've been sealed. And that's because they're broken. Hello? Everybody's, oh, it's normal the gates are doing this. This is normal seepage through those. No, it's not. Hello? It is not normal. It doesn't, I know, just because, listen, just because the DWR tells it so that that's the way it is doesn't mean it's true. Duh. I get this all the time from these folks. You just believe your lying eyes. This is the classic example. I'm holding up two fingers, and you see two fingers. You legitimately do. But I tell you that, you know, in order for you to get $10,000 today, you're going to have to see five. Now, how many fingers do you see as I hold up two fingers? And your response is, oh, I see at least five. Right? Or better yet, let's do this one. I hold up two fingers. You see two fingers. And then I put a gun to your head. And I say, you really see five. Now I'm going to ask you a question about how many fingers do you see, and you're going to answer me five. So then I step back and say, hold up two. I put my two fingers up, and you look at it, and I say, and how many fingers do you see? And you promptly say, five. Because you don't want that gun to go off, right, when it's up next to your head. See, that's what they're trying to do here. They have a gun against your head. This time it's a breaking dam, right? How many fingers do you see? I see no leaking gates. And oh, better yet, it's normal for these gates to leak. That's even better, isn't it? That way you get past the number two. That's all they're saying. They're just lying to you. But, you know, a lot of people just can't get over the fact. Oh, they'd never lie to it. Really? Really? They wouldn't? What about the coup d'etat that we've been witnessing with the president? That's normal? That's a normal way to behave? No, it's not normal to behave that way as a country or constitutionally as we've known it. Jeez. So that brings us to the dam. And, let's see, we got no security. Doesn't look like people are working. Oh, is there a guy? There's no security guy down there. Okay, I don't know what his problem is. The traffic cop. Oh, there he is. You see the guy. Okay, now, some things of very special note about the dam, and I don't know if we're going to be breaking any news here. I've got to get my story straight here. Make sure that I got the right thing going on. Ah, here we go. Getting here. Okay. Okay. Some major points of contention with the dam. I'm just kind of letting you know. Might as well, right? As I look at this thing, this is what we have here is a major contention. Let's see. Are we reinstalling an emergency spillway drainage system? Really? Oh, isn't that interesting? There was no properly stopped port on the emergency spillway, guys. And the concrete being poured near the gate structure right now. You haven't been watching this? I have. Guess what? They found a big hole there. Water's going through it. Shocking! Just exactly as predicted by Cahill 2 years ago. and known to these people it would be porting. All of a sudden, now they're starting to pour water into the void, right? Or, excuse me, cement into the void, concrete. And now we have this whole trench that they're trying to take care of on the radius side. The one that we've been talking about, a huge trench that's gotten bigger since May 10th to now. That port that's underneath the main gate structure has gotten bigger. And as to quote one specialist who emailed me, it says, and that is why they are running around with their hair on fire. And they are. That'd also be why they're measuring every single night with their super secret lasers and drones the movement of the spillway. You know, that thing moves around. It's like watching a train wreck. Keystone Cops managing America's tallest building. Yep. I'd say Keystone Cops. I'd say that. And, you know, it's interesting. As I read that and they sent this to me, I said, you know, it's kind of interesting. Here you have the great train of right, the high-speed rail. Talk about a train wreck. And then you go north to Oroville, you got a dam wreck. Train wreck, dam wreck. The carnage is unbelievable. That's only about $100+ billion down the tubes, right? And now guess what? The president wants some of it back. Big problem for California. Giving up billions of dollars when they're desperate for hundreds of billions. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back, much to the chagrin of some, but much to the pleasure of most. What is wrong with us today, right? It's just a crazy day. That's all you can say. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. Now, it's been a spectacular day for a lot of things. And, of course, tariffs, things of that nature. Let's see, surprise poll shows Liberal Democrats ahead in UK. Really? I mean, really? Okay. Merkel attacks Trump in Harvard speech. There you go. Bye-bye, Bolton. That's another one. Measles cases set record. Rambo at 72. Stallone debuts new trailer. Great. Ron Paul, U.S., U.K. trying to kill him. Assange shows trauma symptoms. Let's try this one when we have the big boys playing around. Journalist detained during first day of Bilderberg. Aha, video. Journalist detained during first day of Bilderberg. Globalist gathering unbelievably secretive this year. And, of course, it comes from InfoWars. Alex Jones. Says multiple journalists were detained in a Swiss airport after filming Bilderberg participants arriving on the first day of the elite gathering. Where is this? Where's it at? Says journalist Dan Dix and his crew attempting to interview the new arrivals before authorities held them in a detention room in Geneva. For 20 minutes on Thursday, according to a video published for Press for Truth YouTube channel. Aha. Here we go. I like this one. Bilderberg 2019 releases full agenda and participant list. This is from InfoWars. Let's see what we got here. Let's see how this whole thing plays out.
2019 full agenda and participants list. And it did kind of sneak up on us this year. It seemed that they wanted it that way. It is earlier than it is normally. But the topics that they discuss are always worth noting.
Yes, here we go.
And what is the number one topic? A stable strategic order.
Ah.
Now, why do you think that's up there? Why do you think that's up there?
A stable strategic order. Anything to do with the United States, Mexico, California, New California? We're not going to get through this whole clip.
That is in direct response to the rise of nationalism right now, which these people hate.
No nationalism for us, right? For you New Californians, stop it. Knock it off. You can't love your country and your president at the same time. It's like chewing gum and walking down the street at the same time. You can't do it.
They are globalist. They are international cabals.
With no balls.
And if you have a strong nation state, they can't thrive.
Get it? If you have a strong nation state, New Californians, they cannot thrive. InfoWars.
Tuesday, May 28th, 2019. We're broadcasting live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We used to say live from FEMA region, is it 6 or 7 here? FEMA region 6, thank you. But you know, I think now we're broadcasting live from FEMA region Clown World. I've got television ads teaching transgender children how to shave. I've got drag queen story time being propped up by a Christian church. I've got high schools censoring MAGA hats from their yearbooks. I've got deep fake technology that can now create a scene or an entire personification off of a mere photo. I've got sex robot threat, AI girlfriends indistinguishable from humans after 5G upgrade, which also is set to fry us. And we've now had to have a Florida governor sign a bill outlawing child sex dolls, which you could have purchased on Amazon.
Amazon. No pleasure too far, too extreme for Amazon. Mm-hmm.
So, there's your daily honk pill to start the Alex Jones Show today. But we've got a ton of important news to get to.
Sounds like
the status of the 2020 election. Major news coming in regards to social media and its future, the future of Facebook.
Just a few of the things that he's talking about. But the 67th Bilderberg meeting will take place May 30th, yesterday, through June 2nd. In Montreux, Switzerland. About 130 participants from 23 countries have confirmed their attendance. And as ever, a diverse group of political leaders and experts from industry, finance, academia, labor, and the media have been invited. Owen Scheuer breaks down the full story. Let's see if we got that. No, we don't have that. We don't have that. I'm not going to play that right now anyway. So, they're up there thinking about the real world, ladies and gentlemen. What's going to happen in this real world? What they're going to do to you. And the thing that scares them the most? Nationalism. Donald Trump. They are terrified of him. Maybe because, you know, he likes rugged individualism. He likes American exceptionalism. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, and sign up on the Sign Up Genius and become part of your county organizations. We're going to be a lot of things moving forward with New California, as you probably know, after our last convention two weeks ago. Now, it was two weeks today we started. Time flies, but I'll tell you what, everything's reverberating through those various county organizations. They're starting to really pop up and get strong right now. And so get on board with the New California State movement. Go to the store. You can get a T-shirt and so on. All the things that we sell there get rushed out to you. Anyway, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com is the place to go to for that. We had just a ton of things that we didn't get to today, but we're going to come back and get to them on Monday. And, of course, watch what happens with the border. That's a big flashpoint. A lot of things going on there now. As all of a sudden, we're starting to see progressive steps towards the president taking action against Mexico. And, you know, that's one of the things that we're trying to bring out in the first hour. Mexico has not really been our friend. When you take a look at the government stance and standpoint, it's always whatever they can do to advantage themselves in trading situations and so on, just like China, very much like China. But, you know, the times of we've had some not so good historical experiences with warfare between Mexico and us, and kind of points to a larger population of Mexico than what people might think, that want to reconquer the southwest of the United States. And they're doing it right now. They're being successful because they are invading the United States. We are in an invasion mode. And I think the theme of today's show is that to remember that invasion can happen without weapons. You're seeing it happen right now as laws have been strangled, if you will, or passed, and judges have been putting the strangulation hold on the president's executive power so he can't wield it like he normally would be able to. But all that will change. There's no question about it. This president's a little bit smarter than they are collectively, one person over them. And it's true. They're outthought at every turn, and that's what's happening here to him, with him and them, him and them. But I go with the guy who knows how to play 3D chess over the people who just know how to play tiddlywinks with manhole covers. That's just me. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com. We have a Sunday Slam coming up, so you can email me, Paul at 821R.com. We'll be here in the studio taking your calls, 1 o'clock Pacific, and that's 4 o'clock Eastern. I know all you New Yorkers want to chime in. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.